We provide all that stuff for ourselves. It's our gift of the church to the community. So we have a sign up there at church for people to bring the salads and the rolls and the breads and all that kind of stuff. And over the years, people have been kind enough to give us donations, and we use that money towards purchasing some of the bigger items like the turkeys and the ham and taking care of things like that. But no, there's no expense to anybody at all. This is something we cover, and we're able to take care of that and always have plenty. We've never run short.
And I know it's a long time tradition. I forget how many years, but it's something that I think so many people in this area are accustomed to. This is a good tradition to have.
It is. This is our 45th year of hosting the Christmas dinner. And it is become a part of many people's annual Christmas celebrations. They always would come to the church for the dinner. Now, of course, unfortunately, last year and this year, that's not one of the possibilities. We can't serve them there in the church, but still, you know, they can get the tastes and the smells of Christmas by receiving the meal. And for some, that, you know, harkens back to memories of better times or something like that. So it's nice to be able to continue to offer these things to the people of Aledo and the surrounding area. And you know, we kind of thought, how was it going to work last year with the pandemic? Because it was a situation we'd never even considered before. And, you know, we made the decision to just do carryouts and deliveries. And we ended up serving more meals last year than I think we have at any other time in the past. It was quite an increase. And, of course, you know, in part due to the fact that people were not traveling, that they were at home, not spending the holidays with their families. And so I think there were more requests because of that. But to have that many more people want the meal and some, you know, need. And so it was nice to be able to provide it for them. But yeah, 45 years, it's a long time.